give it to someone in the front row to do it. Zhong Cheng Hao, we have the Zhao Hui. My voice is going to be a little crackly this morning. Today we're going to learn about wigs. W-I-G-S. I remember when I was a kid, my sister had a wig. I always thought it was strange because her wig was the same color as her own hair. However, it was longer than hers. And she would put it on for dates with all her makeup because I think she just wanted to look different. I assume she wanted to be more appealing.
记得我在儿童的时候啊，那我想起来，我的姐姐有一个假发，她的假发呢，跟她的头发颜色几乎是一样，颜色只是稍微长一点。但她每次出去那个约会的时候，她总戴着她的假发，这样子看起来能够好看一点，而且她自信心她能够增强。就是我是这样感觉的。
I thought she looked pretty funny.
我觉得她很滑稽。
Because it changed her.
她把她的面貌都改变了。Nevertheless,
this was acceptable behavior in the 1960s.
60年代的时候，这种事情也见怪不怪。
So her wig was a way of escaping her reality, changing her persona, and simply attempting to be someone she was not, at least physically wasn't.
Yeah, 至少是在这个戴着假发以后，他感觉他不一样了。这样他改变他个人形象，改变个人的魅力，也增加自己的一些是一种表现，一种解脱，一种释放。这样的至少是在形式外表上是这样的。
That one's yours.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do I have two?
This one's fine.
Okay. Go first.
It looks prettier.
Yeah, better.
So, Jeff and I want to illustrate, well, this one won't stand up now, if he and I decided that we were going to change our appearances. Is it becoming?
Yeah, it looks good. It's my body. Hey, 如果说我们要是改变一下自己的形象，大家可以看一下。Much
better.
我们可以看一下，对呀。
Handsome dude, isn't he? I can't see through that.
很俊俏的哈。
So wigs, obviously, on the right people, maybe even on the wrong people, can drastically change the way someone looks.
不论这个假发在什么人身上，都会把他的外形改变了。
Also, when you tend to look different, you tend to act a little different.
你的外表改变了，你的举止也会变化。
I'm pretty sure my sister's confidence was enhanced or boosted by her wig.
我的姐姐当时戴上假发的时候，我觉得她的自信心直上云霄。Jeff
and I feel a little different, right? You see, the way we behave is related to our experience.
So, 我们的个人体验也会导致我们的举止有变化，你可以看到，很明显。
I don't know how a woman can wear a wig, they're kind of hot.
我不知道女人怎么会戴着这个假发，真是很热，一小会就很热。
Now, there are two important things to point out.
我要提出两点很重要的两点。First,
our physical appearance, the change we might make to that is very temporary.
我们外表上的形式上的改变只是暂时的。And
as soon as we change it again, well, our behavior could be altered again.
在我们把我们的外形改变的时候，我们的行为又会改变了。
I know Arbeck is typically here.
大家都知道有一个年轻人，经常那个来帮这个帕斯托来帮助他讲道。他要讲的就是这个年轻人，他的名字叫Arbeck。
And I know my youthies love his teaching.
我的这些年轻人，我教这些年轻人都挺喜欢Arbeck的教导，很喜欢他带领。
So this is about the best I could do to be Arbeck.
他唯一能做的就是能够模仿Arbeck，就是戴上这个假发，显得头发多一点。
Yeah, I know. Whoa, that?
Yeah, it's not ever.
I don't have no blue.
See,
guys, I know you really like his teaching better than mine.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Not at all. Yeah, I feel like last week's on laundry. Second string quarterback. So if I take a little bit on of his persona, maybe you guys will. I'm losing my hair. Maybe you guys will like be excited because Arvac's kind of here.
Yeah, 如果要是我这样讲话，大家能感觉到我有点像 Arvac， 就感觉 Arvac 可能在这里。
So as a matter of fact, I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, all my youth stand up. Good. Okay. There's a lot of seats up here. I'd like you all to move to the front.
前面有很多的坐到前面来。
This way I can keep an eye on you.
这样呢，我可以看着你们，让你们老老实实。
Leon, you're an adult. You can stay back there if you like.
Leon, you're 年纪大了，你已经很大了。
Alex, you're an adult. You can stay back there if you like. Awesome, excellent.
极好，极好。
Arvac goes away.
哎 ，Arvac 现在走了。
This way, I can make sure you're paying attention to boring Pastor Earl.
哎，把你们放到前面，这样你们对那个Pastor Earl呀，还有这个牧师，才能够专注听他的讲道。So,
the second important point that I want to make is that we also have a psychological, an emotional, and a spiritual appearance.
就第二个要点我要提出的是的，我们在心理上，在情绪上，在情感上，在灵上。
And these are the appearances I want to concentrate on today.
这些是我们今天要主要提的重点。Therefore,
today's message, wigs, is not about hair. It's about changing our appearance. It's about changing our appearance before an Almighty God.
今天我们的信息讲的是 WIGS， 但是讲的不是这是假发，跟头发没有关系。 我们今天讲的是面貌的改变，是在全能的主的面前，我们怎样改变我们的面貌。So
the W is worship.
这个 W 起头这个字就是敬拜。I
guess we don't have a slide for that.
Yeah.
The W is worship, and so worship is an emotional change.
是敬拜是一种情感上的改变。Worshipping
God to me should be an emotional experience. Worshipping God consists in adoration, surrender, praise, honor, reverence, admiration, and astonishment, and simply awe. This is why he's an awesome God.
Okay. 对我来说，敬拜上帝，这是一个情感上体验，是非常一个美好的体验。在敬拜神中，这里面包括很多的情绪，包括热爱，包括降服、赞美、尊重、颂扬、敬仰。在这里面有一个感觉，就是一种震惊的感情上的震动，就是一个awe，这就是这个词 awesome 的开头。We
have an awesome God.
我们有一个全能的美好的上帝。Who
not only deserves to be worshipped, He expects us to worship him.
我们全能上帝不仅仅是配得赞美的，而且他希望我们对他赞美，这个敬拜。Let's
look at the Psalm 29:2.
让我们看一下诗篇29:2。And
Jeff, I'll just have you read it in the Chinese.
我给大家读一下啊，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。There
is a twofold worship we're going to talk about for a minute.
这里面就关于这个敬拜这边有两层的意思，我慢慢的一层一层的讲。Number
one, it's a civil reverence which gives honor to people.
第一层意思就是一种那个在一种社会性的这个敬仰崇拜一种礼数，在这个过程中，我给某些人值得敬仰的人给他们尊敬，给予尊敬。So
look at Genesis 23. Then Abraham rose and bowed down to the people of the land, the Hittites.
OK， 让我们看一下出埃及创世纪23:7，亚伯拉罕就起来向那地的好人下拜。
You see, Abraham understood that respect was to be given to others as a form of worship to God, not to them, but a worship of God. Simply, listen to this, piety is no enemy to courtesy.
OK， 在这里面我们可以看到亚伯拉罕他深悟其道，他知道对别人的赞美是对上帝赞美的一种形式。这里面他有一句常言说得好，是这样说的，他说尊重敬爱就是彬彬有礼有节。
Piety is no enemy to courtesy. Christianity means to be nice.
OK， 这样的刚才讲过，就是尊敬敬爱就是有礼有节，但是对于耶稣里面的爱也是对别人，就是对别人很好。
Sometimes people don't think Christians are nice people.
有的时候大家觉得基督徒并不是很好，不是很友善。
We tend to be too pious, too lifted up.
所以有的时候我们觉得自己太崇高，太虔诚。
Number two, a divine worship which we give to God as a royal prerogative.
第二层是我们关于对神的敬拜，这是给予神特有的至高的特权而献上的敬拜。
Let's look at the next one. Jeff, go ahead and read this in the Chinese. Read it along in the English with him, please.
Okay, 按照尼希米记，按照是8:5-6，以斯拉站在众民之上，在众人面前展开这书，他一开，众人就站了起来，以斯拉颂扬耶和华至大的神。众民都举手应声说阿们阿们，就低头面伏于地敬拜耶和华。
So they lifted their hands in response to God.
他们举手向上帝回应。
Divine worship must be such as God himself has appointed, otherwise it is offering a peculiar passion, a purposeless piety and reverence. See, if it's not offered the right wayGod's not going to hear it. For instance, I want you to listen to the words of Romans 21. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
要属神的敬拜应该以神的符合神的要求。如果要是不是以神的要求，那我们所做的敬拜上帝也听不到。不然的话，我们所献给神的只是一种热忱，是一种没有目的、没有无私无地的茫然的无效的崇拜。看一看罗马书1:21，我给大家念一下：因为他们虽然知道神，却不知道做神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就灰暗了。
Without a true worship, our hearts become hardened, our emotions are stagnant.And we become emotionally constipated and constricted.
如果离开了真正的崇拜，我们的心会坚硬，情感会僵持，我们会在情绪上压抑、受困、限制。
I want you all to read these words with Jeff.
Okay, 我们大家一起读罗马书出埃及记25:1，大家一起读一下，看着那个图片。耶和华晓谕耶西摩基说，他告诉你耶稣里耶和华从礼物来。凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下为我所要收的礼物，就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色的线、细马、山羊马。
Keep going, right? Keep going.
Okay, keep going. 染红的公山羊皮、海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料、红玛瑙与别样的宝石。可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上，又当为我造幌子，使我可以住在他们中间。
One more, right?
One more.
Now,
yeah,
okay. The last part was make this tabernacle and all its furnishing exactly like the pattern I will show you. If God was so exact and curious about the place of worship.How exact will he be about the manner of his worship? Surely everything must be according to the pattern of his prescribed word.
Okay, 这刚才我们谈到这些那个经节都是关于造会幕会所的时候，上帝所定的。 如果上帝，大家想一下，如果上帝不是这样在西他会所里面这个事无巨细的完全，他会这样的啊、就把这个所有的事情啊、都仔仔细细的罗列出来，按照他的旨意。
If God was so exact and interested about the place, the physical place, you know, like the wig, if God was so exact about that, I wonder if he's exact about the manner of how we are to worship.
Yeah, 如果大家，如果上帝这么在意关于这个物质上的、形式上的、关于他这个敬拜的所在，他一定会在精神上、在情感上更加关注我们对他崇拜的形式和这个心态。
Surely everything must be according to the pattern prescribed in the scriptures. Everything we have through him should be presented to him as a gift, specifically our hearts, our emotions.
Okay, 这是肯定的。他那个所有的事情都无论机器都要按他所言。从他那里，我们从他那里得来的所向每一项的东西，每一项的恩典，我们都要反归在他的敬拜之中，尤其我们的心灵，我们的肺腑情感。
Actually, grammatically, worship can be either a verb or a noun, Stephanie. She looks like she's somewhere else.
Yeah, 最后那个在语法上，在语法上那个关于这个词敬拜这个词，也可能作为动词，也可能是名词。
It's verb. Sorry. Its verb form means esteem, exalt, revere, glorify, and respect. And as a noun, it can encompass adoration, veneration, devotion, supplication, and invocation.
Okay, 当他做动词的时候，他可以做动词这样说，他是内心并发出来的那种向上的、上层的那种敬爱、荣耀、那种尊重。当做名词的时候，它又不有又很相像，也不大一样。它有热情，这里面代表着名词的热情，那种专爱、那种热衷、那种投入、那种服从，还有那种恳切、主动的向神的呼求。
My definition of worship is in an emotionally sincere respect, adoration, reverence, and honor. But this part, it's a homage to God, which we will do through ceremony, we will do through service.And most important, our own actions. We worship every day, and not just on Sundays.
Okay, 我对这个敬拜的注解，有点不一样，但是也差不多，是心绪上、心情绪上的真实，是一种对上帝的热爱，是更重要的是对上帝的求好。他这里叫那个 homage，pay homage， 对于求好于神。我们可以通过日常的礼节，还有那个新天的这些来过来的侍奉，来表现我们对神的敬爱，对他的感觉。
Therefore, worship includes both an attitude and the actions that accompany and are motivated by it.
Okay, 敬拜里面包括我们的我们的行为，我们的后面的动机，还有我们的就是我们的态度。
The eye and idol means.The I means idolize.
现在我们讲这个位格里面这个 I 这个字母，这个字母是尊崇的意思。
Let's start this section. We're going to read several scriptures. Jeff's going to read it in the Chinese, and then I'd like you all to just read it along with him silently.
Okay, 大家可以默读，我来读一下这部分的这中文，是利未记是26:1。你们可以不做什么虚无的你们不可做什么虚无的神像，不可立雕刻的偶像或柱像。也不可在你们的地上安什么凿成的石像，向他跪拜，因为我是耶和华你们的神。
Let's look at Deuteronomy 7:5.
然后我们换到那个申命记7:5，大家默读一下，我来给大家读。你们却要这样待他们：拆毁他们的祭坛，打毁他们的柱像，砍下他们的木偶，用火焚烧他们雕刻的偶像。
Deuteronomy 32:15-16.
然后还是利未申命记是32:15-16，那但耶稣伦渐渐肥胖粗壮光润踢跳奔跑，便离弃造他的神，轻看救他的磐石，敬拜别神，触怒神的愤恨，心可憎恶的事情惹了他的怒气。
And Psalm 78:57-59，
下面诗篇78:57-59。 反倒退后行诡诈，像他们的祖宗一样，他们改变如同反背的弓，因他们的秋坛惹了他们的怒气，因为他们雕刻的偶像触动了他的愤恨，神听见就发怒，极其憎恨以色列人。
And in Isaiah 44:9 I think really summarizes idols.
OK, 下面就是以赛亚书，这个是真正的把这个所有的关于这个偶像崇拜的说得很清楚完全。我来读一下44:9，制造雕刻偶像的尽都虚空，他们所喜悦的都无益处，他们的见证无所看见，无所知晓，他们便觉惭愧。
Do you have any idols?
大家每个人是不是有自己的偶像？这个。
My daughter, my wife, and I love to watch American Idol.
OK, 我的太太，我的还有那个女儿都喜欢看美国那个美国偶像的选秀节目。
We enjoy the music. We love seeing the young people with a great gift, getting recognition.And eventually getting a reward.
我们都喜欢那个其中的音乐，也喜欢看到那些有才华的年轻人，有天赋的，他们得到那个接纳，得到注重，最后慢慢的有些人会得奖。
We don't idolize them as the title suggests. However, there are many people who do.
虽然我们并不是像那个题目专栏那个题目上说的啊，是那个美国的偶像那样的崇拜他们，但是很多人确实这样做的。
Pictures of young girls screaming when they see them. Justin Bieber.
对，尤其那些男孩女孩见到那些 Justin Bieber 一出来，都是大家啊，就是尖声的喊叫，快乐的喊叫。
Back in the 60s, my sister was Davy Jones. I remember her looking at him with the goo goo eyes.
Yeah, 60年的时候，我姐姐是喜欢那个 Davy Jones， 看到他的时候，眼睛都是不停的转的，我都发晕了。
Some of us idolize money.
有的人那个崇拜金钱。
Things.
物质
Mercedes-Benz
奔驰大奔驰
BMWs
还有宝马
and quite a lot of other things, right?
很多很多其他的东西
So what are the scriptures claiming we should do?
让我回顾一下圣经上如何教导
We should put nothing before God, bow down to no one but God, be loyal to no one but God,Be loyal to nothing besides God, and to treasure nothing more than God.
Yeah, 圣经上如是说，在神之前我们不可以放在其他东西，在神面前我们没有其他的东西，只有跪在神，唯一单单跪在神之前，只有忠于神而无他神，除神之外别无所求，别无所惜，别无所爱。
See, this is the mental change, the psychological change.
这是一种心理上、一种认知上、一种心智上的改变。
To idolize God is to change the way we think.
对神的崇拜确实是改变我们对整个的思维的过程，整个思维的程式。
God should be our only idol.
要神只是我们唯一的可以敬拜的偶像。
We've read the scriptures, but no one went, oh!And screamed at the joy of the scriptures, did we?
当我们那个看那个圣经的时候，我们没有像这些年轻人看的那些他们的所爱的明星的时候那样的昏厥，让那惊喜倒地那种感觉。
Do we cry out at the sight of His work in the world? A tree, awesome.
我们看到他双手所做的大功，在我们出门的时候一跳啊，树，神力所造的，极好，极好。
Do that part again, that was cool. Do we swoon and gaze at his creation because we should treasure nothing more than what he has given us?
当我们看到他所造的宇宙天穹，我们有没有头晕目眩，感觉无比震惊。
When I was a kid, I would sit and just look at the clouds in amazement.
Okay, 我们看到小的时候，我看到云啊，我就看，我遐想无限，就觉得极其美好。
Did you ever lay in a grassy field and just look up at the clouds and just be in awe of what God created?
Okay, 在这躺在草地上看到蓝天白云，就融化于上帝所造万物之中，这种感觉是多么的美好。
We let the busyness of our lives forget about those simple gifts of trees and flowers and clouds and this beautiful creation God has made, don't we?
我们日常的繁琐的忙碌之中，我们忘记了去停下来欣赏上帝所造的这些花草树木、山河流程。
you know, by idolizing him, we worship him, we lift only his name, love only him, and we do both excessively.
Okay, 在我们崇拜上帝的时候，我们应该高唯唯独高举他的名，只爱主，尽心尽力，用心用意的来赞美敬拜他。
We do both emphatically.
我们啊，用尽心尽力的，用全满腔的热忱。
We do both with fervor and passion, which can never be quenched, which cannot be stifled, and which should never, ever be denied or forsaken.
要我们的热忱，我们的专注，在祷告，在祷告还有那个敬拜中，是应该是无尽、无尽、无竭、无尽、无阻、无挡、无止、无息的。
Let's look at Psalms 133-4.
我们看一下那个诗篇130三到四，我来给大家读一下哈。要主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，谁能站得住呢？但是你有赦免之恩，要叫人敬畏你。
So what does this mean?
这句话是什么意思呢？
Make God your hero.
是把上帝当成你心中的大英雄。
Superman.
Yeah, 这个超级英雄。
Your king.
你的帝王。
Make him your all in all.
你的全心，你的全部。
Our everything.
我们所有。
And make him the one we serve.
要把他做成我们唯一可以敬拜侍奉的人。
I want to thank you all who made these for serving God, and I want to thank you all who took them and gave them out in the name of God.
在这里，我利用这个机会感谢大家，那个这些青少年做了这些糖果，在这个万圣节的时候给送出去。也感谢在座的每一位拿出他们这些东西，把这个神的爱彰显到社区里面。
And that is a sign of idolizing God and worshiping God.
在所作所行之中，这也是对神的敬拜，这也是对神的。
Also, you see all the plastic tubs back there.
Yeah, 大家回头看一下那边很多的塑料盒子。
Loving others as ourselves, the children, and making these boxes for them for Christmas is a way of worshiping God and idolizing God.
Yeah, 在这个里面，我把我们的爱装在这盒子里面，送给那些所需要的那些孩子们，让他们得到一份快乐。这也是我们一种形式，在尊崇和爱上帝，把我们的感觉传递出去的一种方式。
Why? Because we serve him.
为什么？因为我们侍奉他。
As a part of idolizing God, is we have the wherewithal to wait on him, to know that he is in control, that he is reigning on high, and that he is the only one to put our hope in.
要关于崇拜敬拜神，这里面还有很美好的东西在里面，这极美好的事情，就是倾我们所有来专心的等候他，因为我们知道他在至高之上掌管万方，他是唯一的。
So I love what we can learn in Romans 15:5-7. And since God is bilingual, we'll read it simultaneously in both English and Chinese.
因为上帝他是万能的，他可以说很多的语言。那我们大家讲英语的一起读，讲那我们一起读好了。
May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each that Christ Jesus had, so that with no one mind and one voice you can glorify the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one, and then just as Christ accepted you in order to praise to God. Chinese is more succinct.
中文就像小机关枪一样，哒哒哒哒哒，很快。
You see, making him our idol also unifies us. It unites us for one purpose, one goal, and one mission.
然后我们可以见到，刚才大家很有趣的读完以后，但是让我们可以见到，我们在崇拜神的过程中，我们可以崇拜，可以连接我们众人，把我们聚在一起，把我们团结一致，奔向同一个目标。
I want you all to pray about what that one goal, that one mission is for our church.
Okay, 那大家能不能为这个一心一意一个目标为我们的教会来祷告？
And that means right now.
就是现在，我们大家一起祷告。
So we'll pray for silently for a couple minutes, and then I will join back into the sermon.
Okay, 我们大家一起低头，大家一起默祷，然后那个。他都就会重新再接着讲。
Amen.
Amen.
Where's Kevin?
Kevin 哪儿去了?
Kevin, stand up for me for a second, please.
Kevin, 站起来给...
Kevin, tell the congregation when I turn to them.
转, 请你转身给大家讲一下。
What our vision and mission is for our youth fellowship.
Our vision statement is a community that is more accepting and is going to help those who are less fortunate.
Oh, my, amen.
Okay.
And our mission is?
Our mission is a church that is more accepting and is going to help those who are less fortunate.
That's it. Excellent.
Okay. 我试图翻一下啊。那个 Kevin 刚才讲了他们那个年轻那个团契里面那个年轻他们那个是他们的我们的教会要变得更加接纳，比如那接纳更加的宽宏，而且这个对整个的社区有益，而传递福音。
Now imagine our church having one mission that we all have memorized, we all agree to, we all want to, and we all adore God as a result.
OK, 我们大家能够尽心尽力在一起，这样的我们可以就有一个目标，一个宗旨，这样的大家都同心同意在一起同意，而且大家一起执行，而且在这里面我们一起敬拜神，热爱神，在这里面表现出来。
What a way to G, glorify God.
而现在我们讲 G 这个单词，这个单词就是荣耀，大家都知道 glorify.
So the W is worship.The I is idolize, and the G is glorify.
那我回顾一下 W I G W 就是那个就是敬拜 ，I 那个 I 就是那个从尊崇，现在是这个 G 就是那个荣耀。
I want to read the words of Christ. These are the words he spoke only a short time before his horrific death on the cross.
我要谈那个看到圣经里面有几句很感人的话，很重要的话，就是在这句话是上帝。在他濒临那个上十字架苦行的时候之前所说的
We all know the story, we all know the gift, but do we truly understand Christ's primary motive?
我们大家都对这段故事很熟悉，对这些经文也很了解，我们也知道我们所领受的赎罪的恩典，但是我们是否知道耶稣上十字架的真正的至高无上的动机和目的是什么？
Listen and see if you can pick it out in John's rendition as Jeff reads it and you read along.
Yeah, 我们看一下那个约翰在那个约翰福音里面，他这个细致的描述关于这部分，是12章27到30节。我来读一下，大家就默读就好了。OK, 我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时有声音从天上来说。我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。站在旁边的人听见了，就说打雷了。还有人说有天使对他说话。耶稣说，这声音不是为我，而是为你们而来。
First, I want to point out that Christ asked the Father, let's look at verse 27, to save him from this hour. And what hour was that?
首先我要讲的是耶稣在这里求告天父，看一下第27节，他这样说的，求神啊，俺得求他脱离这个时候，但这个时候是什么呢？这个时候是什么意思呢？
He wanted to be saved from his death. He wanted to be saved from his death on the cross.
他是想让神把他从十字架解救下来，从死亡里解救下来。
I mean, Jesus asked the Father to do it another way, butKnowing before God even answered him, Jesus immediately stated that he understood his ultimate and divine purpose. In short, he knew the reason he was going to be there. It was to die on the cross, but still, even though he knew that, he asked the Father to reveal another way. But in the same breath, what does he ask? Verse 28 tells us, Father,Glorify your name.
OK, 在这里上帝虽然在濒临十字架之前他已经知道上帝的这意思，但是他还是说这样的要求神，神让你解救我这个时刻，但是他也知道在这时候他说他这样说，在28节的时候他说神啊，28节我就在这里看一下，28节他说神啊，求你别求你这样，看一下我的28节，他说
This is when Jesus Christ actually hears the voice of the Father.
这是个此时此刻，上帝基督听到了天父的声音。
There are two recorded times in the scriptures when Christ visited the earth where the Father spoke. Once at Christ's baptism, and the second time is here. And what does God say?
Okay, 在圣经所记载里面只有两次上帝亲口对神对耶稣说过话。第一次就是在他那个受洗的时候，第二次就是在这里，在上帝在那个耶稣在十字架上。我在这里我们应该放很多心思考虑神亲自所说的话。
I always imagine God with a really big voice.
我总是想上帝有一个很大的这么声音。
So close your eyes and imagine God saying this.
要大家把眼闭上，想一下上帝在讲。
I have glorified it.
我已经。
And will glorify it again.
要我已经成荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。
I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again.
他说我已经荣耀了我的名，但是我还要再荣耀。
Now, I don't know about you, but when I see the actual words that God spoke, I want to understand them. So the first thing is we need to understand the key word, and it's used twice. Glorify.
Okay, 当我听到上帝讲话的时候，我就不由自主的要深刻的理解这句话是什么意思。而且这句话里面用了一个词，一个关键词，用了两次。这个词就是荣耀 ，glorify。
So what does this word actually mean?
这个词 glorify 这个荣耀这个词到底是什么意思呢
？Praise
是赞美
，Honor
敬重
，Worship
敬拜。
Yes, but I think its deeper and more revealing definition is to elevate, to idealize.
这些词都对，但是更深层的意思是一种升华，是一种灵性的升华，是一种崇拜，是一种尊崇。
Or simply put, quoting a speaker I heard back at Washington Bible College, to glorify means to make famous.
如果把这个更简单的说话，我用那个我在华盛顿那个圣经学院里面一位讲员对我讲的话，对我印象很深。荣耀就是彰显。
Which cartoon character, guys, has hair like this?
哪一个卡通人物
？Say it louder.Homer's wife, not Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson, right? Homer Simpson's wife. We can recognize it from a piece of blue hair. Can we look at trees and recognize that God is as famous as this blue hair?
OK， 我们看一下，就是刚才问一下这些小朋友们，这年轻人，就是刚才那个蓝色那个头发，代表哪一个人？哪个最著名的就是卡通人物里面，那个小孩说是 Simpson， 但是那个 把他们纠正是 Simpson 的 wife， 是 Simpson 的太太 ，Simpson 的太太就有这种样子。但是我们要从这里面引申一下看一下，但我们看到蓝头发，我们就想到 Simpson 的太太。如果我们要在外面看到一棵树，我们能不能看到上帝在其中？
I mean, the people around Jesus heard the thundering of the Father's voice. I mean, that had to be awesome. It had to be life-altering, life-changing. I mean, think about it. We all really long to hear the voice of the Almighty God. Can you imagine hearing words uttered from the very lips of the Father? I don't know about you, but that's... Wow. That's all I can say.
耶稣周围的人在当时他在上十字架的时候，他听到了上帝雷鸣一般的声音，那一定是很振奋的声音，那种声音一定会有改变生命的力量，改变生命的功效。想一想，我们每个人都想听到那全能上帝的声音。如果你要想一想，如果你真的听到那实实在在的从上帝的实实在在的口唇之中发出的声音，这种感受只能说是哇。
So what an awesome experience, but what can we learn from this? Why did Jesus die on the cross?
且况这是一个非常奇妙的、非常美妙的感觉。但是我们从中能够提取出什么东西，能够学到什么东西？为什么耶稣钉于十字架？
I mean, our standard answer and the answer that the majority of us Christians give is that Christ died on the cross for our sins.
对大多数的基督徒来说，这个近乎标准的答案就是耶稣为我的罪死在十字架上。
I mean, even though that is a true statement, was it his primary purpose?
这个话也很对，这个说的也是很不错，但是这个是不是是耶稣上十字架的就是最高终极的目的和动机？
I don't think it is.
我觉得这不会，这不是，这不是。
I think his primary purpose was a divine purpose, and it was simply to make the Father famous.
有他的属灵的属神的动机，我认为是这样的，是彰显神。
Think about it for a second. We say he died on the cross for our sins. Who's the focus? God or us?That's not in there.
Yeah, no, 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 no. I just try to. Yeah, 刚才那个帕特罗讲，就是说，如果神死在十字架上，是为我们死在十字架上，关于这个里面这个着重点在哪里？大家能够回答一下吗？大家说是，我听讲是我们是吧？是 ，the answer is the us. You know?
To glorify our Lord, our Master, our King, we are to proclaim it to all the earth, to all the people, to everyone, to everything that God is God and Christ is King. Nothing, but nothing can be more important to us.
Okay, 我们来崇拜，来那个敬仰，崇拜上主，那我们的主，我们的君王，我们向全地、全民、全方位按照宣称。神是神，我们的耶稣是君王，没有任何事情会比神对我们更重要。
So Christ died on the cross to change our relationship between God and His people. It was a spiritual change.
上帝是在十字架之上改变了神和我们万民之间的关系，这是灵性上的改变。
Worship is an emotional change. Idolize is a mental or psychological change. But glorify is a spiritual change.
对，敬拜是一种在情绪上、情感上的改变啊。那个尊崇是一种在心智上、在认知上的一种改变。关于这个荣耀，这是在灵性上的一种生活。
We need to become nothing so that Christ can become all. And as the song goes, we sang it. To God be the glory, great things He has done. So love thee the world that He gave us His Son.To God be the glory.
Yeah, 我们需要虚己，这样才能耶稣才能成全。就是如歌所颂，就像我们刚才今天早上正好唱的一首歌，唱的歌是这样的：是荣耀归于真神，他成就大事，为爱世人，甚至赐下独生子，荣耀归主名。
And the S is sanctify.
S 刚才最后讲最后一个单词是单词里面这个 S 这个词，这个就是一个是一个成圣、升高、崇高的意思。
Psalm 99:9 says this, Exalt the Lord and worship at His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
Okay, 在那个诗篇99:9, 这里面说到诗篇讲到，诗人讲到，你们要尊崇耶和华我们的神，在他的圣山下拜，因为耶和华我们的神本为圣。
What is the word holy in Chinese?
Holy, 成圣，成圣，崇高。
是。
Yeah.
Because I remember hearing you all sing Holy, Holy, Holy one time, and I just liked the way that sounded. Right? Psalm 99 succinctly states that we must worship Him because He is holy.
诗篇九十九说，我们一定要我们要那个要对他敬拜，因为他是至圣的。
I mean, the essential meaning of holy is transferred as sanctified, but it means different.
这句话那个关于这个词，就关于这个 sanctified 这个成圣这个词，这个词里面有好几种翻译。一种翻译就是关于就是成圣的一种翻译，我不是很喜欢。
It comes from the root to cut, or implying to cut apart, to separate.From others, I mean, this is the essential meaning of being different, isn't it?
这个词根的意思就是要把它切开，把它分开，与众不同，与众隔离。
I mean, when we put on the wigs,
当我们戴上这假发的时候，
we look a lot different.
我看起来与众不同。
I don't think I look like Marge Simpson. I think I look kind of silly.
我看着不像 Simpson 家。
But I am different.
但是我确实跟我过去不同。
That's the essential meaning of it.
这是关键的词义所在，是不同。
And I like to think of God more than different. I like to think of this. Now listen, God is unlike.
所以我觉得应该上帝是与任何事情都不同的，上帝跟任何都不一样。
There is nothing or no one like him.
在这世界上没有任何物，没有任何人和他一样。
I mean, one author puts it this way, and he prefers the meaning cut above as opposed to cut away when God is being considered.
在考虑神的时候，在考虑成圣这个词的时候，他有一个作者，他很喜欢这种解释，他就是在这一刀切下去，然后就上腾，这种上升。一种往高升的感觉，而不是一刀刻下去就把它扔掉那种。
And I think this is a good choice because God gets the honor due to him as a transcendence, which is above every aspect of our being. His being is that God is not like us. At best, we strive to be like him.
这有什么？这里面有没有什么不好？如果这样做的话，如果这样做的话，我们被切开，被上层，这样上帝所得的，我们应该由此而给他，他所应该得到的敬爱和尊崇，因为他是全然全知的上帝。上帝与我们不同，我们充其量只是在某些方面、某些那个地方跟上帝有一些相似的地方。
I mean, many of us try to understand who God is, attempt by putting earthly attributes onto His persona.
很多人喜欢就是试图就对上帝更明白，适当解释上帝，而且在这个解释中接入了很多的属世的位格，接入到神的属性里面。
And God is incomprehensible.
但是上帝是不可猜测的，不可小觑。
We can never understand His fullness.
我们不可能有全部的了解上帝。
We can never really apprehend completely what His holiness is.
我们不可能理解他的全辈子全能的神圣是什么样，是代表什么意思。
All we're really able to say is that an act is that reverently and honorably different and distinct is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所做所能说的只是说他是至爱至尊的，他是与众不同的，这是我们的主。
Our God is holy.
我们的主是圣洁的。
That's a deep statement.
这是一个非常深奥的一个阐述，一个声明。
Now I want you to read with Jeff in a minute, Revelation 4:6-11. It's a very complex portion of scriptures, but it's a portion where John, the writer of the revelation of Christ, just tries to describe the God who transcends all knowledge, understanding, comprehension, ability, intellect, and everything that we are.And will ever be. Go ahead and read it with Jeff.
要下一个经文有一点复杂，稍微有点复杂，大家一起念一下。这是启示录4:6-11。我来念一下。宝座前，大家一起念一下了。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，然后一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人。第四个像飞鹰，四活物各有六个翅膀，这些成都非常的严厉，他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，主是昔在今在以后永在全能。
Next slide
下一个多一些不是拥有那坐在宝座上活到永永远远者的时候，那二十位长老就伏伏在宝座前的面前，那活到永永远远的，就把他们的冠冕放在宝座前。我们的主，我们的神，就是这个荣耀、尊贵、权柄，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
I believe it was my Greek professor in seminary told us that in the original language.When God is described as holy, 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 the word is actually repeated 9 times.
我记得在我学那个希腊文的时候，我的教授告诉我说，这个词呢，这个就是这个至圣至圣这个词呢，这个圣洁圣洁至圣这个词呢，在这里面关于描述神的时候，一共重复了九遍。
I never really researched to confirm that for myself, but I know this. Even if it's written 9 times, it still could never describe how holy God is.
我没有花时间去考证这件事情，但是我坚信，即使写了九遍，也不足以描述神之伟大。
Now John in this section of scripture tells us the 24 elders who lay down their crowns at God's throne.
在这里面约翰告诉我们这个24个长老在他那个神的面前放下了他们的冠冕。
What are our crowns?
要我们的冠冕是什么？
What are your crowns?
要我们的冠冕是什么？我们的
What crowns are we willing to lay before God?
我们会把我们的冠冕放在前神的前面，我们会愿意做。
I mean, Abraham had to lay his son Isaac his crown before God.
亚伯拉罕放把雅各放在神的前面。
He did it for showing reverence, love, and commitment and dedication to his father.
他这样做表现了他对神的专注、他的热爱和对神的信服。
I mean, Peter the apostle.
彼得。
Peter died a martyr's death.
他殉难而死。
In his crown, he insisted upon being crucified upside down.Because he felt he didn't deserve to die in the same manner as his Lord.
可以看到他的冠冕放在神的前面，是他在被钉十彼得被钉十字架的时候，他要求被倒钉十字架，因为他觉得他不配与主一样的。
I mean, Noah laid his crown of pride.
诺亚把他的骄傲放在主前。
And self-worth before God.Because he had to endure the ridicule of his village.
他把自己的骄傲还有自义当作冠冕放在主前，他忍受整个村庄里面人对他的讥笑嘲讽。
And the labor of building a ark.
还有他的辛苦造就那个巨大的船舰。
A monumental vessel.
一个巨大巨大的一个船。
The scriptures tell us that it is a football field and a half long.
它就像真正的橄榄球球场，一个半球场那样长。
It's about 5 stories tall.
五层楼那么高。
And it's 75 feet wide.
七十尺长，宽。
It's huge.
巨大。
No cranes, no tools.
没有吊车，没有现在这种工具。
Just he and his 3 sons.And their wives.
这个诺亚和他的三个孩子、三个儿子还有他的太太。
What are we holding back?
我们的放有什么放不下的吗
？What are you holding back?
你在心里面有什么放不下的
？I mean, when I try to answer this, can I try to wonder what I might be holding back?
在我回答这个问题的时候，我考虑自己，我有什么心里放不下的事
？Am I holding back my art, my gift for illustration?
是因为我放不下我的艺术，是我的关于这个插图、这个画画的这个才能。
Probably, sometimes.
有的时候确实是这样。
Am I holding back my Americanized, capitalistic, and ravenous desire to be liked?
我是否放不下我的美国梦、金钱化的，还有这个贪婪，还有这个强烈的被关注、被爱的愿望？
I know that sometimes my own self-centeredness drives me to do whatever I can to try to make people like me.
也许有的时候我的自我中心会让我促使我就为了让讨好别人做一切可以做的事情，一切我能做的事情。
I think it's somewhat natural for us not to want to be disliked.
没有人会愿意被人家不喜欢，被人讨厌。
However, I think mine is a little too far.
但是我有点过多一些。
And I believe it's because of my own pride.
因为我的自尊，我的骄傲，所以说我更喜欢别人喜欢我。
My desire to be lifted up.
我的愿望，我的那个种渴望，被高升，被抬举，被注视。
It was the one way that I could get my mother's attention.
有一种形式，也我有一种办法让我的妈妈能够过注意我。
It was a way of feeling wanted.
一种就是一种被人需要的感觉。
I'm a juggler.
他可以这个做这些杂耍的东西。
An artist.
他可以画很多东西。
I do illusions.
他可以插图。
Played chess very well.
他可以下很多下很好的象棋。
Was a runner.
也是一个不赛跑的运动员。
And all this list of other accomplishments.
有很长的一串都是他能够做的过去很自以为好的事情。
With the primary motive.Of wanting to be liked.
但所有这些都是想让别人喜欢我，能够尊重我。
And a secondary motive of wanting to be famous.
Okay, 第二个动机就是我希望能够成名，能够家喻户晓。
As a long distance runner to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, 就像一个长跑运动员能够在奥运会里面能够一展雄姿。
As a chess player to maybe beat Bobby Fischer.
他也像那个如果下棋的时候把 Bobby Fischer 能够打败。
As a juggler, maybe to entertain.
如果要做一个杂耍的，能够让大家都很高兴，都很。
Etc. Etc.
这些事情一串一串，一个接一个。
I know that it isn't necessarily because I care about these activities so much, or care about the people who I'm wanting to have like me.I know at times it's because of my own self-confidence.
有的时候我并不是说这个真正的关心这些运动里面这些本身，也不是关心这些人多么喜欢我，多么这个看重我，但有的时候可能是我更关注我自己的自信。
And so when God has these sermons for me to write,
要上帝给让我做这个写这个今天讲到的经文。
I know quite a bit of time they're not just for.You all to hear.
Yeah, 有的时候我就写这个东西，有的时候并不是完全是写给会众们听。
Many, many times, it's something that I need to hear.
Yeah, 有很多时候是因为我要写给你们，写了下来是写给我自己。
I know my desire for those things and other things, materialistic things, will divert my attention from the cross.
Yeah, 这些东西，这些动机，这些后面的一层、二层的动机。都会把我的那个注重对神的注重给他移开。
I mean, we all have flaws.
我们每个人都有缺点错误。
What flaws, faults, or holdbacks are we keeping from a real relationship with God?
我们每个人都有缺点，都有无能，都有瑕疵。但是这些东西，哪些东西会阻挡我们与神之间的真正的关系、真正的联合
？What's keeping us from being holy?
那是我们不能够成圣，不能圣洁。
I mean, we all have defects, culpabilities, blemishes that God needs to change.
要我们这些缺点，上帝都会给帮我们改变的。
We're all wearing wigs of false appearance.
我们都戴着假面，戴着假发。
We're wearing wigs of false appearance of our emotions, our psychological, and our spiritual appearance.
我们在这个日常生活里面，我都带着这个属世的属灵的认知上、心智上的假发假象。
And these tend to block us from an honest and pure relationship with God.
这些虚假都会阻挡我们与神的交流，也就阻挡我们与神的关系。
This is why the greatest commandment is to love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind.And all your strength.
就是上帝给我们留下的那个耶稣给我们留下的宝训，就是这个爱你的主全心全意全神。
To love him with all your emotion, worship.
你的全部的情感，你的全部的。
With all your mind.
你的所有的。
Idolize.
去尊崇他。
With all your spirit, glorify.
你的灵去荣耀他。
And hold him as holy.
把它当作你至高、至圣、至尊的神。
Let's look at this last verse, Hebrews 12.
让我们看一下最后一节经文，我所引用的，就是关于这个希伯来书十二。
And I want to ask you to read this one silently to yourself, and maybe read it a couple of times.
大家，我建议大家把这个段那个陌生的读一下，读两到三遍。
The video. You want to set up the
video? 大家细细读一下。
Okay, I'm going to read this verse, and then I have a video clip that I really want you all to watch. And so before he plays it, I'm going to read Hebrews 12:14-16 again. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many, so that no one is sexually immoral or godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights to his oldest son. So listen to these questions, and then this is a video by the late Dr. Lockridge. Are you worshiping God with all your heart each and every day?
有些问题大家看这个那个视频的时候大家提问这个问心思想。你是不是每天全心全意的敬拜着？
Are you idolizing him, the maker of your mind and your reasoning ability?
你有没有崇拜这位造你全人叫你思辨能力的神？
Are you glorifying the Holy Spirit of God by surrendering your spirit to its never-ending grace?
你是不是荣耀神的灵是降服着无限他无限的恩典？
And are you sanctifying the true God of the universe by acknowledging that he is unlike?
你有没有把他崇高至圣，能够把神与那万物啊把它分开，承认他与万物都有所不同？
It's not on the screen. No, pause it.
Okay,
you probably have to drag it. You have to go back to the PowerPoint. Hit escape. Hit escape on the PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. 那个他说要放那个视频，要那个图像放出来。Technical difficulty. It's not a part of it. 请大家耐心一下。那个帕特罗跟我讲，他说这一段那个视频是很有力，很有情绪，很有力的一个那个黑人的一个牧师，我还没有看。他说的哦，你等着好了，但是很好的，很振奋人心。现在出来了。我一会儿可能是也翻译一下，大家听一下，有一些老人家需要翻译。
Sound，
大家听一下。
He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know it? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He God and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleans the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He rewards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's a well-framed of wisdom. He's a no way of deliverance. He's a fast way of peace. He's a roadway of righteousness. He's a highway of holiness. He's a gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is lighter. I wish I could describe him clear. Yeah, he's indescribable.
I love that.
He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't have him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king! That's my king!
Amen.